Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. We have a great interview today with Heidi Ellsworth, and we're going to talk about technology and software for roofing contractors and the questions you need to be asking. Heidi gave a talk at the IRE show recently, and even at 7:30 on Friday morning, that was the last day of the show, she had a packed house. That was a nice draw on the time. But what really caught my attention and why I wanted to have Heidi on the show today was not only did she give a great talk, but afterwards, she got a ton of questions and interaction from the group, and that probably could have gone on for another hour. So I know that this is a topic that contractors want to know more about. So we're going to get into that. Heidi's been involved with the roofing industry for 25 years. And starting at 15? But she really knows her stuff and has a long list of credentials. She's held positions at Malarkey Roofing, Carlisle, and oversaw Eagle View Construction Sales Division. And they were one of the pioneers in bringing technology to the industry. But she's best known for her roofing-focused marketing company, HJE Marketing in Portland, Oregon. She also has regular columns in Roofing Contractors and Western States magazines and is on both of their boards. She also helped found the National Women in Roofing Council, where she serves as a chairperson. And I want to know more about that. Also, she's a partner in the web-based networking site, roofercoffeeshop.com. And everyone needs to check this out and sign up, as it's a great place to network with other contractors. You can ask questions and get the answers from others that have been there and done it. And that is a great resource for all of us. So we have a lot to cover today, so I want to jump into the interview with Heidi Ellsworth. Heidi, thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave. I'm really excited about this opportunity to visit with you.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, I really enjoyed your talk down at the expo here recently. You had so much interaction going on at the end of the talk, and I really wanted to get into a lot of that, get back into that discussion. But before I do that, I'm really curious about what's going on with the Roofer's Coffee Shop. As I recall, I used to get this little newspaper here once a month and go through it, and we had the ads and so forth. And I just pulled this up on the on my computer, and it's made a few changes here since the last time I saw it. So
yes, it has.
Yeah, that's crazy. So can you tell us a little about that?
I can. Thanks. You know, Roofer's Coffee Shop is really dear to my heart. It was started actually as Roofers Exchange, which you were talking about, the newspaper, in the late 1980s. And Vicki Sharples is the lady who started that paper. And it was national. It was on every distributor's counter across the country, with nickel advertisements for contractors to really buy, sell, and trade between each other. And then there was some advertising in there for some of the manufacturers too. In fact, that's how I met Vicki. She was selling advertising to me when I was working at Malarkey, my first job in the roofing industry. And so we really got to know each other. And Vicki, you know, as we're on this podcast today, we're talking about technology. Vicki was an early adopter. She really was one of the ones right out there in front saying, I need to do something different. This newspaper, everyone loves it, but times are changing. We are going onto the web, and that's where we're going to be getting our information. And I need to be on, I need to have that on the website. And so And also printing and all of that, all the prices was going up. And so she just had to make a change. So she went to buy the domain for Roofers Exchange. This is kind of a funny story. And when she typed it out, www.roofersexchange.com, it came out and you realized what it said was roofersexchange.com.
Perfect.
So it was like, oh my goodness, what do we do? What do we do? So Vicki gave me a call and we strategized. And my dad is a general contractor and I grew up in the trades. And I came back to Vicki and I said, you know, I said, when my dad needs to get information, he goes to the local coffee shop or the local diner, the one with the trucks out in the front with all the ladders on top. And that's where he does his networking. And that's where he finds labor. That's where he finds out about all the new trends and everything that's going on. I said, wouldn't it be great if we could have that same feeling online for roofing contractors? So why don't we call it Roofers Coffee Shop?
Oh,
and yeah, so and that was 2000. So 2000 before really there, you know, there just wasn't a lot of technology in the industry. There were a few software companies out there, but and then in 2015, I was just leaving Eagleview. I was part of the startup with Eagleview, and so was Vicki. Vicki was one of the first, she sent out some of the first emails and faxes from, for Eagleview through Roofers Coffee Shop. And, so that was, as many know, that was really kind of the shift in the industry with technology. And, so in 2015, when I left Eagleview, Vicki offered, asked me to be her partner. And it is just with a great honor that I am a partner in the Roofers Coffee Shop and this community. We love it. So,
well, it looks great. I love the site and I've been looking through it. One of the things you've got there is this forum. I think it's a great place for contractors to exactly what you're talking about, which is networking. Looks like a place that they can go and ask questions of other roofing contractors and get the answers. I mean, we all face the same day-to-day problems. We've got the questions, and I think, from what I can tell, is that it's a place that we can go and ask those questions and get some answers. Am I right about that?
Exactly. And it's contractors talking to contractors. So, like I said, Vicki's been in the industry. She started out as a manufacturer's rep for a tile company. She's worked in distribution. She understands how important it is that contractors can talk to contractors without always being sold to. I mean, it's just, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And get that honest referrals, because we recommend that all the time. And the forum offers that. And so some people, you don't know their real names. They have usernames, but they're talking back and forth and they're learning from each other. You'll see in there young, new contractors coming in, asking questions. You'll see things that are as cool as, really understanding how slate is installed. Some of the old craftsmanship of roofing really comes out in that forum. So whether it's technology or history, it's really all there. And we try to take that feel and we really watch the trends and then get that information into the site overall, because you need a place not only where you can talk to other contractors, but you need a place to connect. A lot of times people don't know how to connect with that software company or with that manufacturer. And so it really, we call it where the industry meets. And we really believe that, because it's where everybody comes in and tries to work together to improve each other's businesses.
That is fantastic, because the problem that I've always had, you start posting something on LinkedIn, for instance, you know, I've got a question about this, anybody out there can help me. The next thing you know, you're getting pounded by SEOs, marketing guys,
exactly.
Spammers. And so nobody wants to participate. We really need a place, like a safe place that we can go and feel comfortable, where we can ask questions. And I'm in a number of these private Facebook groups, for instance. I can ask a question, and within probably 5 minutes, I'll have 10 responses. And it's a place where everybody can share their ideas, answer questions. Because as I say, we all face the same problems, you know, every day. So I think that's a fantastic idea and a great resource for contractors.
You know, one of the things that really shows in that too is Vicki understands the contractors. So she monitors that forum every day to make sure that it stays for contractors. She also does the exact same thing with our classified ads. The classified ads are for contractors to buy and sell, trade, to look for labor, to post jobs. We do have a few of our partners on the site who also are in the classifieds, but we keep it very clean so that the contractors know they're looking for to sell a cattle or something. They have a place to go where people understand what they're buying and they can work together.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do contractors get involved with this? What should they do?
Just go to roofscoffeeshop.com, sign up for the email. We put out a week in review every week, and it highlights the news and the classifieds and the forum and all the cool things that are going on there. But just really visiting it, looking at the classified ads, going there to look for labor, to buy and sell, reading the news articles. We have a fun thing, promos and rebates. It's kind of like that sale page where you can go and find deals. So it's someone described the site to me, Dave, as scrappy. And that really is, it's the true kind of feel of the roofing industry. So it's just fun. They should just, roofscoffeeshop.com, just go there and sign up for everything you want to.
Fantastic. Well, let's transition into the meat of this thing and let's get into software.
Awesome.
What kind of questions? I mean, that was the title of your talk. What questions you should be asking. Also, you have another talk called Am I Ready for Software? So my question to you, am I ready for software, and what questions I should be asking?
That is really, I think I've been in the industry going on 25 years. And so I learned early in my career that when working with technology and working obviously on computers and software, the most important thing is not knowing how to run it, but knowing what questions to ask.
Right.
And knowing what questions to ask really is before you think about bringing in new software into your company, you really need to sit down with your leadership team, with all parts of your business, whether it's you and your spouse, or whether it's a team of 50, the cultural effect of software on a company is huge. I've worked with contractors for many years now who have been bringing in project management software, estimating software, customer relations, the CRM. And if they don't have the very first thing they need to do before they ever install, before they ever do anything, is to talk to their people, talk to their employees. What are the questions they need to ask? What are our processes? What are we doing right now? How does the paper flow work? And then how will that transition to online? How are we going to take our paper and make it work online? That cultural shift of really going from paper to electronic is so important and can be sabotaged by employees.
I know all about that. We went through that whole process. And it's all about getting the buy-in. And
it is.
Because we had, this is early on, we had Salesforce software for our CRM. It's like pulling teeth trying to get these guys to fill out the information that they should. I think what was really critical and where we screwed up is that I think you start with the reports that you need as a sales manager and as an owner of what is it that you want to see, because you don't want your guys spending all day, putting in data. You want them out selling, being in front of customers, but you've got to have the information and they need to understand why you need that information, what's in it for them, and how it's going to benefit everybody, I think. And getting that early buy-in so everybody understands, because I think that's really the tough part, particularly when you maybe have some older guys. It's not such a problem when you get millennials coming in. They all get it.
Right.
But some of these guys, you're going to be pulling them, just dragging them in. And I think that buy-in is really critical.
And it really needs to start at the top. That you have to have that buy-in where the owner is using the software, they are reinforcing the new processes of how it's going to be done. Because I've seen also where you have one person in the company who just thinks it's great, they bring it in, but they don't have any support, and it just kind of fizzles. And there's a lot of money that just is wasted.
Yeah, that's a great point, because, unless the owner or the head guy is all for it, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, once you get that team together, once you kind of get everybody in, you know, putting millennials with baby boomers is a great way to keep the knowledge and understanding of, you know, what really works in the roofing industry with that technology. So if you can bring those teams together right up front as you're getting ready and you know that your team is ready, that's one of the first steps, definitely. And then making sure that you're asking questions about what equipment do they need. Right now, there are a lot of progressive contractors who use iPads or cell phones, the larger phones, on the roof as roof technicians for full inspection reports, for taking pictures, for documentation, for communication with the customers. That's kind of hard to do if you aren't outfitting your crews with the right technology. So... Yeah, desktop.
Yeah, no. Also on that, I think there's so many contractors that would say, well, that's never going to happen. There's no way my roofers are going to be up there with an iPad. You know, we've been filling out time cards this way for 50 years. They're just not going to be able to learn. And you're saying that's not the case.
It's not the case. And it's even worse than that, Dave. It's not the case, and they're going to be left behind. So it's one of those situations where it's now becoming a serious competitive edge for the companies that do adopt and make it work. They are now, that is very enticing to the customers.
Right. I could see that. That's it's changing so fast that you got to get on the program. And otherwise, it's just going to pass you by and you're going to be a dinosaur.
Exactly. And customers are expecting it. They expect it in their personal lives. They're ordering off Amazon. They're using their iPhones. They, you know, Netflix. Our personal lives are so consumed with this that when you go to work and someone is asking you to fill out paper instead of just typing it in, even some of us maybe who are a little bit older in the industry, we kind of roll our eyes a little bit. So you really need and to be attracting the millennials. It's going to be crucial for and labor is a huge issue. And if we want to get those millennials in our companies and helping to make that transition, making sure they're equipped with the right phones, the right tablets, the right computers, it's in the cloud, you know, that they can get to it 24/7. It's a changing world. All those things, the days of, and you'll probably remember that. In fact, I think you mentioned it. That server room, I can remember walking into.
Oh, don't get me going. You know?
Yeah, these big old server rooms. I mean, half the time, I remember one contractor I walked into, a big old bank, and a friend of mine, a young lady, was there, and she had that office because she was always warm, because it was always hot in there with the computer, right?
Yep, we had one of those. I mean, it looked like NASA. There was so much junk in there, and it was always breaking down, and it just cost a fortune. And I just remember that, and now when you've got subscription-based cloud software, you don't have that big investment. You don't have that guy hanging around on your payroll all the time coming in to fix your, you know, damn equipment, right. So forth. It's just, it's a lot better now, I got to say.
Yeah. it's in the cloud. I think, we need to get to this a little bit because some of those important questions about in the cloud is, where's it backed up? Do you own your data? There's a lot of changes from the day that you could have hard drives and or even, you know, on-site backups and storage, whereas now it's all in the cloud. There's a lot of security issues that have to be taking place now today, too. But it is the way of the future, and it's worth putting the time and energy into that. I would say that, you know, right there is a very important question with the data storage. Is it scalable? Is it going to be able to hold all of your data? Because data is very valuable. And for a contractor to be able to have that type of all the information on their customers and long-term information on those customers, how many buildings have they roofed? How many different types of projects or materials have they used? All that data, as you well know, turns around and helps the sales team sell the next project. So they have to be able to get to it.
Well, I got that in my those big file drawers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly.
Let's take a look at the process, and we'll come back to all the security and so forth, because I've got some questions on that. But here I am, a contractor. You know, business is booming these days. Everybody's busy. I just hired a couple of sales guys. Things are starting to grow. I put on a couple more crews. You know, those little slips of paper where we've got the carbon copies and somebody calls in, you write out the information on that. You know, I got that stack of them, and I just found, you know, about 20 of them between my seats in my car. So I guess those deals are done. How do we, what kind of software are we talking about? And what does the process look like? Is it a CRM program that we want to start with?
You know, yes. But even before you get to that CRM, one of the things that's really important, and any owner is going to know this, but what is your focus? Is your focus, are you residential? Are you commercial? Do you do insurance? You really want to sit down. And if you think, 2 to 3 years from now, we want to bring commercial on too, you need to think about that when you're picking your software. Mm-hmm. So as part of that planning process, just what type of business are you running? I mean, for contractors that are running insurance claims, there's all different types of software out there for that. So that's really the first step. And then getting that CRM. Now, a CRM, customer relations management software, is where all of your data is with all of your customers. And in there, you're going to take everything out of that filing cabinet and you're going to put it into this system. So you'll have all their information, phone numbers, email, how they want to be communicated with, all their past projects, all of that. But you will find there are many programs out there that's all it does. It's just a customer relations management program,
right.
Kind of like Salesforce used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of contractors, they want to have the full system. They want to be able to have something that's going to send out emails and bring those leads in to the system. And then they want to be able to have their sales team follow up on those leads. They want to be able to have the estimating, possibly aerial measurements, aerial imagery, pictures from the sales call, and then have that go right in to their project management.
So it's all in one.
It can be. It can be. And those are some of the questions that a contractor needs to ask. They need to sit down. And I know it takes time, but to go through the demos and really think through it. I know a lot of contractors who will have the CRM, the upfront, a little bit of marketing automation, the CRM, project management, which includes estimating, and they do something separate for their accounting, which is great, long as it integrates. So that's the second question.
Right.
If I don't want to have everything all in one, how do I integrate? And will these integrate? I'm using QuickBooks. I'm using Sage. Will this new software I have, will they talk to each other? Because
mm-hmm.
if they don't, you're going to have a very frustrated accounting department and
yeah.
everybody else.
Right. So you want a single entry.
Yes. Single entry with good integrations in between that. And these are the questions that you can ask when you call and talk to them. Little side note here, Dave, but a lot as the contractors, as you're talking to these software companies, a lot of times you'll see they just want you to sign up, no human interaction. They just want you to sign up, get on and demo it and start using it.
Right.
You know, that's really great for my 19-year-old because it's that one person you get on, you use it, you kind of figure it out as you go. For a roofing company, you need to be able to talk to people. You need to have that relationship with your salespeople, and then they should be taking you to the trainers, because to be asked these questions that we're talking about today, you need a person who understands your business.
And so, I got to imagine training, having the people coming in, whether it's coming in or getting your people up and trained, has got to be critical. I mean, everybody's running around in circles here as it is. You know, we're so busy. How are we going to get this stuff up and running?
Exactly. And there's many sides to that training. You want to make sure that they have a really good call center where you can call and talk to people. And a lot of them are 24/7, not all, but you want to get that one-on-one support and help. You want to make sure they have really good documentation so that as your team is starting to implement this, they can download the information if they want to read about it at night, that they, you know, really good written documentation. And then a lot of the really good software companies out there that specialize in roofing software, they will send trainers to your office. Mm-hmm. They will send trainers, and they will also have what they call as user groups, where you can actually go to conferences and meet with other contractors who are using the same software and attend trainings and classes.
Yeah,
that's all great. Of that is crucial for success.
Well, that's one of the point that I made about the at the conference in your talk was that we had a lot of interaction with contractors that were using a certain system, and then everybody would ask them questions, get a lot of interest, and that's a great thing to be able to have, you know, other contractors that you can talk to about it.
It's really fun. That seminar was, I mean, if you could just see the crowd, they were so into it, and no one was trying to sell one thing. They were all talking about where they fit and what fit for their business.
So let's, without making any recommendations here at all, but let's throw out some companies where somebody could get started and at least start making some calls, because that are, as you say, more somewhat roofer specific. Could you give us some ideas on how to get started here, where we should go, and what are some companies that we might want to get in touch with?
Yeah. Well, to get started, one of the first things I would do is if we have a couple of trade shows coming up here in June. The Western State shows this weekend, and Florida shows in 2 weeks after that. If you are happening to go to those shows, you should go visit every booth that has software. That is one of the best places, that one-on-one contact. You can talk to them. Also, the media of the roofing industry, whether it's Roofers Coffee Shop, Roofing Contractor Magazine, Professional Roofing, they also will have a lot of really good information that you can read online about these different companies. Mm-hmm. And I really recommend, you know, really talk to your network. So go to the forum and ask about what kind of software are you using? What are you using for your accounting? What are you using for your marketing? What are you using for your project management? And, but also, if you belong, and I hope everybody does who's on this, listening to this, if you belong to an association, that is an excellent place to go. Ask the other contractors in the association to do that. There are about four or five really good commercial roofing software out there. And I'm just going to, just so everyone knows, I'm not pitching any one company.
I'm gonna pry this out of you.
Yeah, I would definitely look at Dataforma. It's been around the industry for a long time. FCS from the Insight Group is a newer software that's coming out there. Very good with building owners and commercial properties. RoofLogic, also another company that's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, we use that.
The Estimating Edge for estimating is really good. They, and you know, all of these again need to fit your business. One of the things to definitely look at as, if you're doing insurance work is AccuLinks. AccuLinks was one of the early ones out there, and they do everything, but their roots were with the insurance world. If you are strong in insurance, you're going to be looking at Xactware, which helps run the claims with the insurance companies. There's smaller companies too on the residential side that I'm just going to throw out some names, but JobNimbus, Contractors Cloud. These are all, Job Progress is another one I just heard about. That's actually an app on the phone. They run the business from the phone. That's for the guys who are really like one or two in the company. So whether you go from just running it on your phone to a really small company, residential, to large commercial, there's really, these software companies are starting to look at it and really understand that roofing's not just a one and done. It's not, there's a wide spectrum of needs that go on. And lastly, Dave, I really recommend talking to your distributors and manufacturers. Mm-hmm. The distributors are doing some amazing things right now. Allied with Allied's Edge, the ABC with their Connect, Beacon, SRS, all of them. Talk to your distributors and see what they recommend, because there's a lot of great software out there that will actually integrate not only with like an Eagle View or a Sky Measure report, but it will also then integrate into distribution to order materials, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Yeah.
It's so
amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've got our CRM, we've got our sales funnel. We're able to track these jobs from when they come in all the way to the end of the sale. And now we've sold it. Now we have a job. And some of these other softwares that I've seen are just amazing, you know, as far as, you know, time cards, for instance, electronic time cards. That's got to be huge. Can you tell us a little about that and maybe some of the other software that we have for jobs, for instance, scheduling, I know, and as you mentioned, Eagle View, that's got to help us out. What are some other things that we should be thinking about along those lines that perhaps we haven't thought about yet?
Yeah, a lot of those softwares that I just mentioned, especially the larger ones for the commercial jobs, but also on the residential side too, they are integrating these other smaller softwares. So, for example, a company out there, Company Cam, takes care of all of your imagery, all of the photos. It was actually designed by a roofing contractor because they knew how huge of a pain point handling photos are and all the documentation.
Yeah.
Well, that company integrates into a lot of those softwares that I just mentioned. So you can integrate a lot of these solutions into that main software. So again, no double entry, which is really the goal of technology. Time cards. That can all go in. That works great for service and maintenance programs where they can lock, clock in, clock out all electronically. Your building owners can see exactly what's going on. Also, GPS on the trucks and the vehicles. That is huge.
So now I know where the 7-Eleven is that these guys are stopping to on the way to the jobs.
Exactly. And you really get that opportunity to start integrating that your time. So now all of a sudden you are getting a very, very, and you talked about this earlier, like, what do I want to see at the end of the day? What are these reports? Well, you want to see time and profit. You want to know exactly how much your company is making or how much is being wasted. And so those types of things that, being able to track the trucks, being able to do the time cards on the roof, being able to check in with customers and customer portals. It is the coolest marketing tool out there. A number of the software will have actually a portal that you can address you can give to your customer, and that customer can come in, see all the work orders, can see all the imagery, all the pictures, all the updates, inspections, budgeting. Pretty incredible sales tool for getting in front of commercial building owners.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah. And I would also say one of the things to just keep an eye out on, and this is a little bit out of the software realm, but it's all going to start happening, is you're starting to see Bluetooth tools on the roof, which, again, this isn't software, but this is an opportunity where you're actually through your computer, through the cloud, you're going to be able to start tracking your large equipment because it's going to be censored. Mm-hmm. And I was just at a conference where they talked about geofencing. Basically, if that tool goes off the roof, it has a kill switch and the tool won't work.
I love it.
I know. It's really amazing stuff. So
yeah. I guess that way I won't have to go back down to the flea market to buy my equipment back, huh? I'll know
exactly. You can track it.
Yeah, I like that. So what are some other things that we need to think about? Some problems that you've seen contractors have when they're making this transition?
Right.
I know I could give you a list of mine because we certainly made our mistakes and learned the hard way, but I'd like to hear from your experience.
Well, a big one is the scalability. making sure that you are getting a system that's going to grow with your business. I've known a lot of contractors who thought, well, I just need a little, I don't need anything big. It's okay. And then once they get their employees and everybody get a taste of that product. In fact, I talked to a contractor the other day who had gone through three different softwares. Imagine not just one time transitioning, but three times until they found that one they wanted. So it is expensive, and it's expensive time waste for your company too, right. And frustration.
And the training, I mean, that's the big thing. You really want to know what you're getting into, because you've got such an investment in really in your time and getting everybody in there. You don't want to have to change horses here.
No, you don't. You don't. It's very important. And security, everyone heard about their most recent WannaCry virus. There are truly contractors who have been held hostage and paid ransoms for their data. I've heard it, and I've talked to them. And so you can just not put enough time and effort. You can't ask enough questions about the security of the system and how they do that. And asking other people if they've, following up and talking to those referrals about how it's worked for them. And then on the other side of it, too, is ownership of the data. And I know I mentioned this a little bit before, but it's definitely worth saying twice. That data is extremely valuable. And this doesn't happen as much in this day and age, but early on, you would hear about companies holding on to the data and not giving it back and not being able to download it. So you want to make sure they're backing it up, that you have regular downloads and you have it backed up, that there is a real sense of security with that data and holding on to it. And one of the other things that I think is really important that they should think about as they talk to these companies is, are they open to contractor-driven development? And what that means is, I was talking to a lady from Tennessee, a roofing contractor yesterday, and she was like, I need this. And everybody all around her said, we do too. And I said, have you talked to the company? Have you asked them to make those changes to help you work through that? And she says, yes. I said, okay, now get all these people around you to ask them too. Because that is a very important, as you go to the user groups, as you find out, this software needs to be driven by contractors, because the industry changes. The demands of our customers change on a regular basis. Right. So making sure they're open to that and not just thinking in their own little tech world. And, I would say the last thing, too, is just really make sure that it has some of the fundamentals that you need. Contact management. We talked about job project management. But also, can you share calendars? Is there activity? Can you get the history? Can everybody have access to it in the company who needs to? And is there a dashboard? I mean, can it be a one look for that owner on how sales are closing and how profitable the projects are?
That's what I want to see. I call them my Maui reports. And basically, I have a dashboard for everything. I just want to see the basics and the numbers that I want to follow. That's it. And I think that's right. Really important is what's the report that you're going to get to manage your business.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Make sure that they're progressive too. I mean, right now there's some great companies out there. There's a company out there, iRoofing, that does everything on a tablet and with e-signatures and visualization of the house, with changing colors, pricing and estimates are in there. Again, I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but it's just so important to go back and really kind of determine what your needs are up front and what's really important and then prioritize those.
How can we get some more information from you? We heard about the coffee shop, which I think is great. Recommend everybody go check that out. But tell me more about your consulting business.
Well, thank you. HJE Consulting, and I am I feel very blessed in the fact that I work with the NRCA, and so for the National Roofing Contractors Association, and I actually offer 30-minute consultations through the NRCA for membership. So if you're a member, just go right onto their consulting site, and it's free to all members, which I just think is a great thing that the association's doing. They marketing, legal, a lot of different things. I also am on LinkedIn. I'm a big believer of LinkedIn, so I would love to connect with the whole industry if I could through that. And I work with National Roofing Partners also, which is a commercial, national commercial group. So I really have been fortunate to be able to work with a lot of larger companies and associations to really kind of spread a lot of this information on marketing. We have my partner, Karen Edwards, and I have a book out there, Sales and Marketing for Roofing Contractors, that you can find on Amazon.
Hey, there you go.
You can actually Google it. That was kind of a highlight in my life when that happened. And
give me the name of that again, please.
Sales and Marketing for Roofing Contractors.
Okay.
And it's on Amazon.
Now, I just want to stop, interrupt you for 1 second about your point about LinkedIn. And this is something that I just don't understand with so many contractors. Everybody should be on LinkedIn and learn how to go to YouTube and find out how to make a good profile and get on LinkedIn and connect with people. It's just don't do it enough. Yeah. That's really important. It's a great thing. It's a great way to reach out and connect. What's your email address and how are they going to get hold of you?
My email is hje@ellsworth.us, or if it's a little bit easier, Heidi@roofercoffeeshop.com. And you can find me. I love to connect with the industry, and we're very open to questions or thoughts or ideas. I have found that this is the time, and Dave, I know you have too, this industry is all about giving back, and people are more than willing to share and really help to grow the professionalism of our industry.
That's so true. And reach out. And that's the idea of connecting, participate in the forums, get involved with your associations. But that's where I've picked up so much help. And everybody's willing to help you to run a better business. So,
yes.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you coming onto the show. Learned a lot. Where's your next talk? You're always running around the country. You got anything coming up?
Well, we do. We have Western States Roofing Show is this weekend in Vegas, and we have some great fundraisers for scholarships for the industry. So if you're in town on Sunday, be sure to come to the live auction. We are raising 20 scholarships for 20 years of the Davis Memorial Foundation. So it's very exciting. And then Karen Edwards and I will be speaking at the Florida Roofing Show on marketing and email marketing in particular. Great. So I would love to see everybody out there too. Dave, thank you so much. This is just, you have a wonderful program here. It's very inspirational. I'm so happy that I'm able to be a part of it.
Well, thanks so much. Keeps me off the streets. You know, I'm retired now and
yeah,
keeps me out of trouble, but I really enjoy it. And it's great to talk with so many experts in the field that have so much to offer. And we can learn so much because it's all about education, I think. People are more than happy to help. So, well, that's great. And I thank you for coming on again. And we will talk to you soon, Heidi. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye. That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my one-page business plan, where you can create a professional business plan in just a few hours, go to theroofershow.com, where you can download it for free. Simply answer the questions, fill in the PDF, and print. Short and sweet. And as always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.